Being generous brings abundance. If you have $10 and you donate $2 to someone, you are left with $8. Simple math, right? However, adding a spiritual dimension to the equation, a karmic calculator comes into play. Using the karmic calculator, if you have $10 and you donate $2 to others, you then have more than $10. How is this possible? You may have heard the expression, what goes around, comes around. In karmic terms, that means the $2 you donated to someone comes back to you and simultaneously multiplies itself. The key to this mysterious multiplication effect is the intention with which you shared that wealth. If the intention is selfless and there is no expectation of payback or personal gain, the return is greatly enhanced. The virtue of generosity comes alive when your heart is open to sharing what you have. That could be the sharing of physical things, like gifts or money, virtues, such as peace or honesty, support, as in helping others, or sending good wishes to another soul, cooperation with your pure attitude, etc. What you share with a generous heart certainly comes back to you and multiplies itself. When this type of sharing becomes part of your life, your acts of generosity bring abundance into your own life. Many years ago, I heard a story about a man selling bananas from a street cart. One day, two yogis came to him to buy a few bananas. During the interaction with them, the vendor was moved by their peaceful nature, and he experienced an awareness of their divine qualities. So, he decided to give the bananas to them for free. He then learned that the bananas they purchased would be used to feed those who came to their ashram. At that moment, in his heart, he was inspired to do something more for the yogis, and so, he decided that he would send some bananas to them every now and then, free of charge. In a few years, his business increased so much that he grew from selling the bananas from the cart to owning a big shop to selling truckloads of bananas that were distributed to far distant places. Reflect on this, he had this one pure thought to do something or share what he had without expecting something in return. In other words, he demonstrated the virtue of generosity. In return for this pure action of donating the produce, his business grew to reward him with enormous abundance. So, you can see, generosity is a wonderful virtue to embody in life. Generally, people think that they have an abundance of things, and so sharing them with others is being generous. However, it is interesting to think about what occurs first. Is it abundance or generosity? Generosity originating from a pure heart automatically generates greater karmic rewards. To balance being of service to others while managing the demands of one's own life brings even greater benefits. One type of charity is to give something you have plenty of, and the other is to give what someone wants or needs. These are quite different from one another. If someone is looking for a cup of water and you offer them a variety of desserts, their need is not being met and they will still be thirsty. To be generous means to have an open heart, a big heart, and to be able to give what is needed at the time. It is good to donate things like food, clothing, money, etc. to those who are in need. Likewise, one can support others subtly by providing space for them to experience something deeply, or sending good wishes to someone who is having a difficult challenge in their life. In a different way, if someone does not have the patience, or makes poor choices in life, or is dishonest, the general tendency is to blame them, dislike them, reject them, or talk meanly about them behind their back. To be generous-hearted in this instance means to become an embodiment of elevated virtues, in a practical way, to demonstrate patience, or discernment, or honesty. And in another way, if someone does not know how to be light, as they face the challenges of life, allowing your lightness to shine so brightly, that the other person, is touched by it, and easily learns from your example, is an act of generosity. If someone does not have the inner strength to make good practical choices for themselves, you can share your inner power in the form of subtle thoughts of good wishes and pure feelings for them and help them make better choices with the power of your thoughts. This is a true act of generosity. This practice affords the other person an opportunity to realize their own shortcomings and empowers them to transform themselves. Many people give what they have to others, but you make a bigger impact by giving what people want or need. To do this, we first have to become virtuous and strengthen ourselves so that we will have something worthwhile to contribute. Your act of generosity brings you abundant blessings, and those blessings then help you succeed in everything you do. A beautiful article by Devlin Gadavaru, coordinator of Brahma Kumaris, Boston.